I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Holiday traditions and celebrations are being modified by families and friends all across the U.S. this year due to the pandemic. To talk about coping and adapting to holiday changes this year is Dr. Wendy Balliet. She's a psychologist who works with patients who have chronic health problems through the Division of Biobehavioral Medicine and Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Balliet, I know you work with patients with cancer and other chronic conditions to help them cope with stress. What are some of the concerns that you're hearing about from patients related to the upcoming holidays during the pandemic?
The major theme really is a lack of connectedness and sense of belonging that a lot of patients feel is going to be missing this year. Not being able to travel, see their families, not being able to attend services in person. So there's a sense of loss, sadness, disappointment. So I think that would be kind of the overarching theme that I've heard across patients who are struggling with chronic health problems and living in this pandemic world.
What's a person to do from your perspective to stay vigilant during the pandemic, but also live life and celebrate the importance of family and friends, especially during the holiday?
So staying vigilant is crucial. So first and foremost, I think following the CDC, and they have added comprehensive guidelines for each holiday so that you can keep up with what's appropriate. Second, plan now for what you would like your holiday season to look like and have those conversations with your family members ahead of time. You know, it's important not to assume that everyone's going to be on the same page in terms of behaving the same way. So trying to understand each other's perspective and having those difficult conversations ahead of time can help reduce tensions within families in the long term.
And what do you say to patients about all of these feelings that they're experiencing related to the holidays during the pandemic?
First, accept that it's going to be different. And that's a struggle a lot of patients have. And coming to the conclusion that it's better to stay safe and home, especially if you're immunocompromised, so that perhaps next year you can celebrate as a family together. Although we don't know how long this is going to last, it's not going to stay this way forever. And so I think focusing on the future, in addition to figuring out how to live in the present, is really the key to have both enjoyment in the here and now and have some optimism for what's to come in the future.
And many people are turning to virtual celebrations. What are you hearing from some of the people you work with about that?
People are really getting pretty creative in what they're doing using technology, whether that's FaceTime or Zoom, being able to make meals together over FaceTime. Or I have a family that's going to still pass around the phone over their Thanksgiving table. And one of the traditions is to say what they're grateful for. And they're still going to do that in a virtual way. So even though it's not exactly what maybe they would like, that sense of connection still is going to remain. And the tradition will go on.
Dr. Balliet, thanks for providing this information about coping and adapting to the holiday changes this year due to the pandemic.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.